in yards yet. All right, guys, got offensive coordinator Eli Drinkwitz. We'll start with questions.
Eli, given the conditions out there, it's kind of crazy, but what do you think is the condition?
Well, you know what? I didn't even notice the conditions because I was in the press box. So for me, the conditions were fine. You know, we did some good things. The offense moved the ball. You know, the quarterbacks, for the most part, were able to throw the ball. We didn't have any interceptions, which is always a positive. Disappointed in the fumbles, the two fumbles in the red zone. You know, that's got to get cleaned up and get cleaned up in a hurry. But we were able to move the ball. You know, we had three touchdown drives with three different quarterbacks, which is always a good measuring stick of where you're going, and so we created some explosive plays, which is always good. Jake Rowe stood out to me in a big way, but can't turn the football over and win football games, and that's going to have to be continue to be a big emphasis for what we're trying to do moving forward.
How'd you kind of map out the quarterbacks as kind of Finley and Ripon in the first half and then the other two in the second half, but it seemed like Stewart was one of the ones in the second half. How'd you kind of map out?
Yep. We had a plan, and it was evident, kind of like you said. You know, we wanted to give Ryan some chances in the first half, and he did. And, you know, it was good to see him manufacture that two-minute drive. That's always good. That's a tough scenario to get, and thought he did a nice job handling that, converting a couple of third downs. Tommy got a couple of drives in the second half. Wish I could have got him one more, but with that running clock, it just didn't happen. But he did a good job his first drive in there. He led us on a touchdown drive, which, again, is good, and he was able to give us a spark. The two, Brett and Alex, you know, they got their work, and then even Anthony got in at the end. Big-time throw by Alex on that post route for a touchdown. That was nice to see.
With everybody focusing on the quarterbacks, obviously, but also running back. You got a big hole there, but yeah. Corey today seemed like he had a great showing. What stood out about him today and throughout the spring?
Well, first thing is he took care of the football, you know, and he ran tough, and he ran hard. You know, that position is a little bit thin right now. You know, we had some injuries and some people, you know, right now. I mean, we only had three tailbacks in that scrimmage, so those guys had to step up, and Corey really did have a good day, and we were proud of him for that. But, you know, he's going to be a good player. He's still young and developing. We're sure excited. We'll be excited when we get Jeremy back this summer in the fold working with our guys.
You let Ryan go the whole first half of the ones. Obviously, he performed well. Has he been your best quarterback through the spring?
He's had a good spring. This competition is open. This competition is going to stay open until Coach Harson says it's no longer open. And the reality is he's had a good spring, but Tommy Stewart has had a very good spring, and Brett Rippon's had a good spring, and Alex Ogle, I'll tell you what, today he did some good things on that touchdown. So this competition is very much open, and the improvements they made are a great step, but it's by no means done or shouldn't really even be taken one way or the other. This thing's going to be open, and, you know, we talked to him about there's five requirements to play the position. The fifth one is leadership, and that's what we're going to measure and evaluate this summer. You know, who does a great job leading this football team in the player-run practices in the weight room and making sure we're moving forward to be ready for fall.
You know, Ryan obviously is the most experienced guy, but doesn't have a ton of experience. For him to come out in this kind of situation, some pressure, some fans around, and perform this way, that kind of encouraging about where he's at?
Yeah, you know, I'm encouraged by the way Ryan is handled the situation. I'm encouraged by the fact that he was able to convert some third and longs today. I mean, we were behind the chains, it felt like, for most of the first half. He converted a couple of fourth downs that were big for us, made some tight throws. Obviously, he wasn't perfect. You know, we'd like to have scored right before half instead of kick a field goal, but, you know, he did some good things.
You talk about leadership, particularly at that quarterback position. I mean, How important is that trait? How important is that characteristic moving forward as you go into, you know, PRPs?
Well, I think it's obviously very important. I mean, you're asking the quarterback to be an extension of this coaching staff, and obviously an extension of Coach Harson, an extension of myself, an extension of Coach Pittman, you know, out there at all times and making sure guys are being held accountable and making sure we're working hard. You know, everybody lifts weights, everybody runs player-run practices, but those guys who do the little things right and those players who demand they do it right and hold each other accountable, those are the guys that will make a big step this summer. And really for us, that's the next focus. We've got to make sure. We had a good spring. There were a lot of positives coming out of spring. You know, we'll have to measure the stats today, but all four quarterbacks We're over 60% for the group, you know, for throws, which was one of our goals. So there's a lot of positives, but all those positives have to carry on through the summer. And if they don't, then we're going to take a huge step backwards, and we can't do that.
For the offense as a whole, I mean, did you get out of the spring what you wanted to get out of it in this game today? I mean, I guess one practice left, but when you look at the spring, did you accomplish offensively what you wanted to?
You know, we had a big focus on we wanted to eliminate turnovers, and we wanted to stop pre- and post-snap penalties, which we felt like were a huge issue. Now, the turnover deal had been pretty solid. We were pretty solid until the day, and that was disappointing. That was disappointing. Can't turn the football over. Penalties, you know, pre- and post-snap penalties, the false starts and stuff, we had a few of those issues last year, and we're still working on that. But those were two things that we wanted to focus on. And then, yeah, I think we got exactly what we needed out of spring. We needed to get these quarterbacks a lot of reps. We needed to get these tailbacks a lot of reps and felt like we did that. And, you know, we were missing some pieces throughout the spring, so now it's going to be time to bring it all together and be ready to go when we report on August 4th.
You had so little experience in that quarterback room. What was the approach this spring to, a lot of these guys, you really had to bring them up to speed. And mm-hmm. How did you kind of approach this spring?
Well, we approached it like every rep was a game rep, a sense of urgency in everything we did. And you have to recreate that urgency with every rep, with every throw. And that was a big focus for Coach Harsin and myself because, like you said, there's not a lot of game rep experience there. So you have to make sure they feel that urgency in every throw and every rep and make sure they're maximizing the reps they're getting.
As a group, what did you see out of that bunch? How did you see them change over the last 5-6 weeks?
I mean, if I went back and watched the day one film compared to yesterday's practice, it's night and day. You know, it really is. It's night and day. Those guys are, understanding how to run the offense, understanding how to command that group. They're doing a better job being an accurate passer. They're doing a better job making decisions. They're doing a better job in the pocket, We asked them to demonstrate the four, there's five characteristics. We asked them to demonstrate the first four. Number one was toughness. We went live with them for a week, and everybody came out of that healthy, and nobody shied away from it. They put their helmets on. They put their white jerseys on. They went to work, and I was proud of them for that. And, we put them into some tough situations. But by no means are we there, as you could see today. By no means are we where we need to be in order to accomplish our goals, and there's a lot of work left to be done. But the positive was those guys are willing to work, and they will, we're going to get them there.
How many live practices was that?
Well, there was just live situations, and I think four practices, something like that.
You ever been around something like that with quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, here's the deal. Coach Harsin's coached a lot of great quarterbacks. I mean, the one that got his jersey retired, he knows exactly what he's doing. So he said, let's go live. I'd have been around that before. I said, shoot, yeah, we need to see what they'll do in the pocket. There's nothing – you can't go into game one and a quarterback – be afraid he's going to get hit for the first time. I mean, that just can't happen. And so we felt good about it, and those guys did well.
You got toughness and leadership. Are there three characteristics?
Well, toughness is number one. All right, preparation is number two. Decision-making is number three. Accuracy is number four, and leadership is number five.
A.J. Richardson today, and I know people talked about him all the way through spring, obviously a big game today. What did you see out of him last month?
It was good for A.J. He had a really good spring coming up to spring break and then, was just kind of okay there for a week. And then for him to step up today was nice. He had some big-time grabs and some run-after catches. And, A.J.'s a guy that's got to come along for us. And Coach Adams has done a really good job developing him. And he's going to be a guy that we really need to have a good summer from.
Anything else, guys? No? Eli, thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Knuster, you said he retired this Tuesday.